It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. It's the birthday of American novelist Ellen Glasgow, born in 1873 in Richmond, Virginia. She's best known for her portrayals of the changing world of the contemporary American South. Born into an elite Virginia family, Ellen developed in a different way from that traditional to women of her class. Due to poor health, she was educated at home. She read deeply in philosophy, social and political theory, and European and British literature. As she grew to maturity, her health was delicate, and she often suffered from bouts of what was then called nervous invalidism. As the United States woman suffrage movement was developing in the early 1900s, she marched in the English suffrage parades in the spring of 1909. Later, she spoke at the first suffrage meeting in Virginia. She felt that the movement came at the wrong moment for her, and her participation and interest waned. She did not make women's roles her major theme at first, and she was slow to place heroines rather than heroes at the centers of her stories. Her later works, however, do have heroines who display many of the attributes of women involved in political movements. Ellen had several love interests during her life. In The Woman Within, in 1954, an autobiography written for posthumous publication, she tells of a long secret affair with a married man she had met in New York City, whom she called Gerald. She also maintained a close, lifelong friendship with James Branch Cabell, another notable Richmond writer. She was engaged twice, but did not marry. One fiancé, the prominent attorney and Republican Party leader Henry W. Anderson, collaborated with Ellen and provided copies of his speeches for her novel The Builders. She said she felt her best work was done when a love affair was over. In 1923, a reviewer in Time magazine characterized her in these words: "She is certainly of the Old South, but she is not at all provincial. Being a delicate child, she was educated at home and at private schools, yet she is by no means a woman secluded from life. She has wide contacts and interests. Here is a really important figure in the history of American letters, for she has preserved for us the quality and the beauty of her real South." Ellen Glasgow died at age 72 on November 21, 1945, and is buried in Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond with dozens of other Virginia notables, including President James Monroe. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 22, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.